My experience at Baker University, I was around a great coach, knew it then, in Charlie Richards. He was very, very successful. I was an excellent recruiter. When you took the field, you felt like you were the best prepared team. Those 2 years there, we had two very good football teams. And still have personal relationships still today back here. Dan Harris, just retired as the athletic director, was the offensive coordinator. He was also an excellent coach. He's a line coach. So just those relationships, the success we had as a football team, had the opportunity to go on to Fort Hays State University, had the opportunity to work for John Benson and Dwayne Dirk, two excellent coaches. They gave us a lot of responsibilities as graduate assistants. That was a very good experience for me personally, to coach defense. Dwayne Dirk was a defensive coordinator to learn base defense, and then when I moved on to University of Pittsburgh, I had a clear understanding of the defensive side of the ball, the basics. So two excellent experiences for me.
Mike, what was your thinking behind the one-year scheduling of your team before you got down to the CD?
I'm sorry?
What was your thinking in scheduling your team this week here in Green Bay before you got down to the Dallas?
Well, the week schedule, we just presented it to the players yesterday. Yesterday was actually a Monday for us, so we had a team meeting. We did the review for Chicago, and we moved on to the Pittsburgh Steelers and basically went through personnel. So that's a normal Monday operation for us. So then today is a Tuesday, so the players are off. It gives them the opportunity to tie up any loose ends for travel for their family and so forth. Getting ready for the trip to Dallas, and then tomorrow will be a Wednesday. So we're going on a normal schedule, and Monday will be an adjusted Saturday for us, which is our travel day.
Why did you start today as Monday, though?
Well, we've had five in a row. We've had five games in a row, and I really wanted to make sure, number one, the players had a chance to get their bodies back and have plenty of time to take care of their personal responsibilities that go into the preparation for Super Bowl week. So I basically moved it back as far as I could, and with good reason. And frankly, we're going to practice in pads both tomorrow, and tomorrow's Wednesday, which is really Friday. So tomorrow and Friday and Saturday, which is our Wednesday, Thursday. But because I do want to make sure our team has an opportunity to get their bodies back, and then we'll get back in the pads down in Dallas.
Do you know anybody who won't practice right now?
I do not. I'm not really concerned about it because, there'll be a bunch of treatment going on today. And, hopefully we'll be close to full go tomorrow.
Mike, you're real consistent with that sort of thing. How do you think your players perceive you and respond to that same type of routine week in and week out, knowing where you're coming from on things?
My experience in coaching and in life, people want discipline. People want structure. They want that in their life, especially in their professional life. So it's very important. I do it every week. They get, normal Wednesday. They know the schedule, but we go through it every week. And it's very important. Everybody knows exactly where they need to be, what's going to be asked of them, and what the expectations are. So I think it's very important to group continuity, regularity. We talk about culture. We talk about environment. And scheduling is a big part of it. So it'll be good to go through a normal flow of game preparation, because when we do go to Dallas, it's going to be different. And there's some things that we're kind of finalizing the schedule for Dallas today, as far as what exactly we're going to do every single day down there. So I had a chance to go through everything with the coordinators and meeting, with the captains on a couple things and so forth. So. It's just important to paint the picture anytime you go into a new environment, what the expectations and the responsibilities are. And with that, and when you go into a new environment, there are going to be adjustments. And somebody's going to get their feelings hurt. We've experienced that already. So, and no apologies will be given, because everything we do is in the best interest of our 53 players.
Mike, when you're playing the plays that you take in the game, the volume greater, or is it just a different set of plays than maybe
a problem? No, I've always told the offense we have enough plays to play doubleheaders, and that's really true because just the way our structure is built, you know, it's not a big deal for us to take a protection and put it with a different pass concept and put it into a different personnel group just because of the way it's all put together. So we have plenty of offense, whether we play indoors or outdoors, and that'll be no different. I think the biggest mistake you can make is not just going through it, you know, again this morning. You watch too much film. You have too much volume. So, but we're not going to do that. We have volume control components in our game planning, and we'll stick to those like we do every week. So, our volume will be exactly the same for this game as it has been.
Mike, since you brought it up, what went into your?
I know. I thought that would be the first question. I'm impressed. You waited.
Very patient. What went into your thinking, and did you change your plans for the photo based on the reaction by Nick and Jermichael?
No, really, the reaction was a total overreaction. And just to make it clear, I'll tell you exactly what happened as opposed to what I really think about it. But it's, you know, Monday you come in, well, actually Sunday night, Ted Thompson, Doug Collins, and Matt Klein, they do all the, and Jeff's very much involved in that too. All the planning for the Super Bowl, I chose to stay out of it because I did not want to be occupied with any of the planning as I was, you know, a little bit the part that I was in 07. So it was an experience that I felt that I learned from. So with that, you know, they had a lot of questions for me. So it's Sunday night on the plane back. So, you know, first most important part was travel, you know, for the families and the players. So we addressed that Monday and how we're going to do that. As far as the IR situation, it's different. You know, we have 15. It's a large number. So there's different components that went into, you know, why that they traveled when they traveled. So, you know, with that. So I spent Monday and Tuesday really getting the schedule ready for this week. And then Tuesday, the captains, Aaron and Charles, came up to the office. We had a couple things we had to discuss. And they brought the issue, I guess you would call it, to my attention. I'd heard about the tweeter, and didn't really, frankly, didn't pay much mind to it because of the individuals involved. So we discussed it. We discussed a number of things, curfew, and they did what good captains do. You know, we had a conversation. I said, I'll look into it. Ted was traveling to Mobile. I talked to him that night. I said, hey, they usually do the picture on Tuesday. I said, I'm going to move to Friday. And as you know how Ted is, he goes, you take that picture anytime you want. So we moved the picture to Friday, and that's really the end of it. So I haven't seen Nick. I haven't seen Jermichael, either one of them, since Chicago. I think they made a poor decision what they did. But we feel great because if that's the biggest issue that we have in our preparation, we're going to have a hell of a week. So it's not that big of a deal.
Like what you always talk about, your decisions are all about winning the championship. Mm-hmm. Is part of that not wanting 15 guys who don't have work to do down there for the full week and the potential distraction that could come from that?
There's a number of components, and I really don't want to waste any more time, anybody else's time with it. It's unusual because your initial plan is you take everybody, but it's you're off site. I mean, there's a number of reasons why it was Friday or Thursday as opposed to Monday, and good reasons. So, because at the end of the day, it's about getting ready for this game. It's not that they're not part of the team. They're in the photo, and you want them in the photo, and that's important. So that part's in place. But we have to create the environment and the structure down there to get these players ready for this game. And that's what every decision's been based on.
Go back to that volume control part a little bit. When do you start pulling things out and just fine-tuning the game plan you're actually going to take to the game? Is that something done after a couple of days of practice? Or?
I'll say this. We'll probably have 90% of what we want to do. I mean, we'll save something for the players to put in down there. I don't think you need to rush through. We've had more time than we've ever had to really prepare for a game. You know, personally, I've been through 11 games already. So it's... You know, I think you have to watch it. You do too much as opposed to not enough. So we'll take this week and go through the normal week. But, you know, as far as trying new things. If something doesn't look right, you throw it out, and you still have the ability to add it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday down there, because it's going to be similar to how we operate up here. I mean, it's not going to be the same because we have responsibilities with the NFL as far as media and scheduling. We have to travel to practice, and so there's other factors in how we operate in Dallas. So I don't want a sprint to get everything ready before we get on that plane Monday. That's not what I'm looking for. We'd be prepared to play a game by Monday if we needed to, but we don't need to. So I'd say we have about 90% of our work done before we get on that plane Monday.
Mike, when you came to Green Bay, I'm sure you were aware of the special relationship between the town and the team. What's it like to actually be here and immersed in it, involved in it on a daily basis?
It's surreal at first. I mean, it really is. I mean, I can remember I'll never forget my first experience coming to Green Bay in 1999. I came here to interview for the job, and Sherman Lewis picked me up at the airport. He's the offensive coordinator at the time, and you know, you get off the plane, and back then when you got off the plane, you got right off on the ground. You didn't have the terminal. You didn't get walk in the terminal. I didn't understand when I got off in Chicago why everybody had their coats on. So. And I took my coat off and everything, so that when the plane opened and everybody's going to plane, I knew why they all had their coats on. I didn't have mine on, so that was unique. And coming out of the airport, and you're driving down, and just to drive down Lombardi Avenue, it reminded me of South Hills by South Hills Mall back in Pittsburgh. You know, you see that Red Lobster, Kmart, and the banners, and there's the Lambeau Field. So it's, my goodness, that's different. So. You know, you go in and then have the opportunity to work here. It's just so unique. You know, you have a stadium in your backyard in a sense, and a relationship with the town and the team is very unique, very special, and well documented. And I very much enjoy it. It's very family oriented. It's a special place.
Mike, have you ever talked with your team about the potential distractions and all the media and all the hoopla down in Dallas to make sure they stay focused and that this is a business trip?
You know, I'll do that Monday. We've had an opportunity to go through an NFC Championship week with a lot of media here. I'm sure the volume will go up our next 3 days as we're in Green Bay. But we'll take Monday and spend a lot of time, and they'll know, and I'll go through the whole week, you know, day by day, you know, hour by hour, so they know exactly what's expected of them. And it's important for them to manage it because it's about winning this game. You know, I understand that the parties and everything that goes on, but they can go to those parties the rest of their lives. You know, this is about preparation, and preparation will be the prize as we go into the game, because you know, obviously the Lombardi Trophy is the goal. But we'll be as organized as we possibly can. Something's going to be screwed up. You know, I've been told that by a number of coaches, so you have to be able to roll off your back, and somebody else is going to get their feelings hurt. So we're going to continue to make sure we do everything that's in the best interest of getting our football team ready to win this game.
Go back to 06, 07, when you were back up. I imagine you were sizing him up at that point. When you see him at that point in his development?
Well, Aaron Rodgers, I mean, from day one, just, you know, having the opportunity to go to his workout, you know, see him live in his workout coming out of college, you never questioned the ability. Big time arm, you know, he makes fun of me. He still gives me a hard time, but he's a much better athlete today than he was in college, or vice versa. I didn't recognize it, so you can officiate that one because he continues to do so. But the talent was definitely there. There was nothing physically that you didn't like. I always look for, I like long levers and big hands, and we changed some things in his mechanics. I think it's really helped him. But as far as his point of release, and he had excellent fundamentals when he came into professional football. So there's just some adjustments, and there's a lot there to work with. And what you look for, is he bright? Okay, yeah, he's bright, but does he have – I always talk about, do they have that, you know, that spontaneity, that ability to – you know, respond and play fast, think fast, and he grew in the offense, it was very evident that he had that. But as far as being a great quarterback, you don't really know until you put him out there. I always felt that he was going to be a very good quarterback. I never questioned that, and that's the reason why he was picked in the first round and was considered for the number one pick in the draft. So I don't think that was ever a question. I know it wasn't by myself, but he came up the right way. He had the opportunity to learn. And looking back, I think he's probably glad that this path was blazed for him, because it helped him build a foundation, helped him prepare for his opportunity. And he's a tremendous quarterback.
From a mental standpoint, I would tend to take a special person to be able to replace a legend as he had to do. When did you notice that he had what it took to be able to handle all that?
He needs to kiss his mom and dad for that. That's genetic. I mean, his character and his initiation into the starting role was probably as tough as it has ever been. And he handled it tremendously from a personal standpoint. I think that speaks volume to Aaron as a person. And that's exciting, because it's all about storms. When you weather storms, you learn from them, you grow from them, and it just continues to galvanize him as an individual. And I think that's a big part of why he's a special person, alongside being a special quarterback.
You talked about his athleticism. What about his ability to extend plays with his feet, to then make plays with his arm? Is that something he had? Is that something that you had coached him up on? How did that kind of evolve? Because he's been pretty good at it.
Well, there's a natural instinct to it, but Tom Clemens deserves definitely some credit for it, because of the drill work that's done and the emphasis on playing in the pocket and the transition to out of the pocket. I don't recall seeing that as part of his game in college. Now he'll tell you he did it in junior college or high school, because that's how players are. They've always done it. But I think Tom has done an excellent job with the quarterbacks and the quarterback school, the whole training, and he's very natural at it. And I think that's why you see year one, the sacks are a little higher, then they go down. It's part of learning an aspect of quarterback play, because you have to know when to stay in and when to come out and how to get out and when to throw it away. And it's, that all comes with experience. And he does a great job of it.
Mike, can you talk about the challenges of going up against Lamar Woodley and James Harrison, two linebackers that played hard and played to the whistle?
I think they're excellent examples of really how that whole defense plays. They're extremely physical players. They do a great job of anchoring, the edge, setting the edge, particularly in the run game. And they're just very knowledgeable. The thing I've been most impressed with just the defense is it's obvious they all play together for so long. You can see the way they flip the pressures and their linemen get the checks, and it's the communication. That's a big part, because obviously we're in the same system. The growth and communication is the key to playing faster as a defense, and we've experienced from year one to two. Now you watch a group of men that have done it now for how many years. It's impressive, and Harrison Woolley are excellent pass rushers. So it's an excellent pair. Statistically, probably the best pair over the last 5 years. I would think pressure the quarterback.
Bush is obviously
one of
your special.
I'm sorry, which first
one? Bush is your special. Sometimes players get reputations and fans pick them out as kind of pick them, play them out. You'd be like you that for a while there. Did you ever see that affect his confidence or anything like that? And have you been impressed with the way he's kind of rebounded from that to really show how valuable he is?
Jarrus never blinked. I mean, that's what's so impressive about him. He's such a competitive individual. Every day at practice, he competes for the ball and jog throughs. I mean, he's just so competitive, and it's just been nice to watch him, mature into the player that he has become. But he played from day one. I mean, we acquired him here from Carolina, and he was immediately put on special teams. So I think sometimes when some of those opportunities that were missed early in his career, things get magnified because based on where they happen in the game and so forth. But he was relatively a young player. I think you're just seeing a mature, dynamic football player, especially on special teams. I mean, he's having an incredible season, especially here down the stretch. So he's playing at a very high level. I'm sure Pittsburgh will have a plan for him.
Mike, going back to Rodgers, that first real extended playing time was that Thursday night game in Dallas. Last time you guys were in Dallas, as much as you guys thought he could do it, was that game important because he did do it in a game?
Yeah, really. That particular moment was a big deja vu for me because, you know, you coach quarterbacks, and I went through, and actually it happened when I was here in 1999. Brett Favre, we were playing up in Madison, and we had a sprint right option, and Denver brought a 4-week blitz, and we'd pick it up, and Brett broke his thumb or injured his hand. You know, it was an injury to his hand, and Matt Hasselbeck had to go in the game. And I remember telling Matt, I said, hey, you know, it's a preseason game, but it was just, they were going to play just the same way. You just get in there and cut it loose, and you know, Sherman Lewis just kept calling the plays just like he would, you know, if Brett was in there. And Matt went in and played extremely well and went on and had a really good preseason. Yeah, that's one of those things you file away, because I went through with Aaron Brooks and with Jeff Blake down in New Orleans, and I remember telling Aaron the same thing. You know, we were in a game with the Oakland Raiders, and we had a play where Jeff Blake got bounced out of the pocket and got tackled from behind, a nasty foot injury, and Aaron had to go in. And we were behind seven. It was right in the middle of the game, and it's the same way. You're calling plays now, and you got to get these. You know, hey, you want to win the game, but you know, if you don't get this quarterback started the right way, you have no chance. So those first couple calls are so important. And it was the same thing with Aaron. When Aaron won that game, that was a big game, because that potentially had home field advantage on the line. But more importantly, you know, if I didn't get Aaron started right, you know, it was we didn't really have a chance, because that game was, you could see just the way the offenses were playing. So I remember telling him, hey, we're going to stay right with the plan, and you know, we went the four wides and the same exact thing that we had in the plan for Brett, and I think I just gave him a lot of confidence, gave him a couple completion throws, and he played very well. Now, in the big picture of things, I think that was good for everybody. But my interest was, this is this quarterback's first opportunity in a real game. I have to get him started, you know, get him to take that first step appropriately, and then obviously he'll be able to take it from there, because you can make that mistake. I've made the mistake. I've played games where, you know, you're trying to ask a quarterback to do too much, and before he's ready, and that's not good for him, which ultimately is not good for your offense, which ultimately is not good for your team. So, to answer your question.
Do you remember all games that clearly, or just games where something significant?
I think most quarterbacks are like that. Yeah, or most players are like that. Yeah. We have to come in here and answer the questions.
you talked about talking to other coaches about next week. From what you do, you just assume some storm is going to come up that you just don't know what it is right now, but you know it will happen, and you and the captains have to be prepared, and it's going to be something that may seem silly, may seem significant, but just because of the magnitude, it's going to be.
I think you can predict. I mean, we're talking about staying on schedule. It's talking about individuals doing the right things. So, I mean, there's different varieties of that. I understand, but it's going to fall into a category of, you know, being on time or doing what you're supposed to do. So, being young helps you sometimes too. So they don't know what to expect. So we'll have a few, you know, following the Pied Piper type situations, and we just got to make sure the Pied Piper is the right guy. Which he will be.
This is, obviously, Aaron's going to be on a really big stage this week.
Yeah.
He said yesterday he's going to try and treat it like a regular game. Do you see him in any way kind of embracing the attention, or does he genuinely not need that kind of stuff? Like, some quarterbacks love it, and some clearly don't need it.
Yeah, I don't think he's the type that, I mean, just based off the way he handles his business off the field, I think it's clearly obvious that he's not one that seeks extra attention or puts himself out there. So, but he also knows that the importance of this football game and the importance of winning a championship. And frankly, we all understand that the uniqueness of working in Green Bay. You know, our distractions are limited, and we're going into, you know, an environment that's, you know, the lights are going to be on 24/7. So, and we have to prepare for that. And I know he feels a tremendous responsibility, you know, as a leader to make sure that we get that done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, anybody?
Just about the relationship with Green Bay and working here. What's it like going to work every day where there's a fence painted that says, and Coach McCarthy, the truck?
Well, I drove by it a couple of times just to see if it was, you know, anybody, especially when we were 3-3, see if anybody else had any paint to it. But it's awesome. It's a great ride in every morning. I mean, it's, you know, you live up here after Thanksgiving, it's dark when you come in and it's dark when you go home. But it starts off every day at Starbucks. And yeah, I mean, it's very unique. I mean, just to drive down Oneida Street and you come through, you know, a very normal, small-town Main Street environment, and then bam, you know, there's Lambeau Field and Ruben's waiting for you at the gate, and it's a special place with special people.
Mike, I know you're probably working a lot and putting a lot of hours and watching a lot of film, not getting a lot of sleep, but as a head coach heading into the Super Bowl, is one of the things you want to do is you want to enjoy this moment, because not a lot of coaches get an opportunity to, you know, coach in a Super Bowl game.
Well, it's very important to stay true to your process, but you have to enjoy the process. This is the last run game meeting of the year, and we have a lot of fun in our run game meeting, like our protection meeting last night. There's a lot that goes into it. You know, Edgar Bennett's in charge of the pressures, and he goes so far back. I mean, he had pressures with Kevin Green that were in him, you know, when he was playing for the Steelers. So I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm that goes into the game planning, because to spend that much time together as a staff, you have to have that. And they challenge each other based on, you know, the reports and the identification of, you know, to make sure how we're going to handle each pressure and so forth. So it's a lot of fun. We have our run game meeting today at 11 o'clock, and that's one of my favorite meetings of the week. So I really enjoy the strategic part of it, the game planning. So that's the part that we as coaches, you know, when the season's over, there's just that, you know, where did all the player goes, where do they all go, and, you know, there's nothing to plan for, so that's all part of it. But you know, the Dallas experience will be unique. But you know, trust me, we're there to win the game, and we'll have a nice dinner every night or something like that. But we can't get too far away from what we're there for.